In this podcast, I want to talk about weight loss jabs. As the jabs are medication, you should be directed only by your medical practitioner as to whether or not you should use them. However, there is an old adage, doctors differ and patients die, so tread carefully when it comes to jabs. You are the one responsible for your health. It isn't your doctor. Your doctor is only responsible for the administration of your medical care. Therefore, you should educate yourself on the possible risks of using the jabs, as you are the one who has to live with any negative consequences of using the jabs. It is not surprising that up to 80% of those using the jabs stop using them after 2 years due to serious side effects. About 40% of weight lost on the drug is lean muscle and bone. Osteoporosis is experienced by a high percentage of those using the drug, even after using the drug for a period as short as 1 year. Lean muscle is very important for metabolism. When people stop using the drug, as they eventually will, weight gain can balloon due to the extent of muscle loss. You have internal muscle in addition to external muscle, the heart being the most important one. Severe muscle loss in the body can result in damage to the heart, which can lead to heart failure. Heart failure is one of the main causes of death in those suffering from anorexia. The pancreas is the major organ affected by the jabs. One of the most alarming findings was a twofold increase in the risk of drug-induced acute pancreatitis, a painful and potentially dangerous condition that can lead to infection, internal bleeding, and organ failure. Chronic pancreatitis is recognized as a risk factor for pancreatic cancer. Additional health risks identified are gallbladder disease, chronic kidney disease, and thyroid tumors. The drug causes stomach paralysis, medically known as gastroparesis. This slows stomach emptying, leading to symptoms like nausea, vomiting, and fullness. This can also lead to bowel obstruction. The drug can make general anesthesia more dangerous due to their effect on slowing stomach emptying. This delayed gastric emptying means food and liquids can remain in the stomach for longer than usual, even after standard preoperative fasting. If stomach contents flow backwards and are inhaled into the lungs during general anesthesia, it can lead to a serious potential life-threatening complication called pulmonary aspiration or aspiration pneumonia. It decreases the production of serotonin in the intestines, which is crucial to overall well-being, as the gut produces over 90% of your body's serotonin, influencing mood, happiness and calm through the gut-brain axis. This is why many report a loss of interest and enthusiasm for activities. Many are reporting the development of anxiety, depression and suicidal thoughts since starting the drug. Many women report serious hair loss. This may be due to insufficient intake of minerals and vitamins resulting from the inadequate intake of nourishing food while taking the drug. The latest revelation is that it affects the diagnosis of cancer with PET scans, so a cancerous tumour may be missed as a result of the drugs. How do the drugs work? The jabs contain GLP-1, which is a natural hormone that regulates appetite, digestion, and blood sugar. However, this is just a disruptive process. It does not regulate the unregulated natural functioning of the hormones. So when you stop taking the jabs, the unregulated system will start operating again. In other words, you are back to square one again, which you're out of control eating. Therefore, you have to keep taking the jabs for life. Unfortunately, there is no pill or jab that can successfully manage your weight long term without serious health issues. It is just the way it is. The good news is that you can learn how to regulate those hormones. You can learn how to do this in my HypnoStim program without using any jabs. I hope you found this podcast helpful. Talk to you soon.